You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cards, Baltimore Orioles. Incredibly, unbelievably, 30 years ago, Cal Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's record for most consecutive games played, and we are honored to have Cal join us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Cal, what's up, man? Thank you for making time for us.
You're quite welcome. Can you believe it's 30 years ago?
Oh, long time, man.
Can you?
No. I mean, it's kind of weird when I think about it. Sometimes it feels like it's yesterday. The memory is really crystal clear. I saw it from my perspective, and it just seems like it happened moments ago. And then other times I sit here and think, man, that was another lifetime ago. I was a baseball player. I played 20 years, and that happened to me during my career. So it goes either way, but it's certainly how great it was and what a good feeling it was. That's front in mind. Sharing it with my mom, my dad, my kids. It was a spectacular night.
I got to go to 21-29, and that was a really big deal for me as a kid. I grew up a huge O's fan. And I remember the numbers up on the warehouse wall. They would come down, in between the innings there every game. It was all just so special. What, if anything, do you remember most from that game? Like the lap you did, all of it was just such a wild night.
Yeah, you bring the numbers on the warehouse. The first time they did that, I think it was like 2 weeks before. It was kind of build up. I wish I remember the number. It caught me by surprise. They played the John Tesh music, and the game becomes official at 4.5 if you're winning, 5 if you're losing. And then, so it's right in the middle of the game, and I was thinking, what is that? What's going on? What are we doing? And then I see the number drop, and then I kind of get it. And, then it kind of it brings you along in anticipation that it's going to happen like in 21-31. So every time that song played when we were home and they changed the number on the warehouse, it made me start to reflect on who was important in my life. You kind of go backwards, and it was kind of emotional. Mm-hmm. I don't know who came up with that thought or idea, but it really prepared the fans, the audience, and all of us, for that moment on 21-31 when it did drop and it became official. What it didn't prepare us for was how long that celebration was going to last in the middle of the game. and it ended when Rafael Palmeiro and Bobby Bowe pushed me down the line to take a lap around that park. I remember thinking, man, we got to get this game going. We can't, it's like a rain delay. The pitchers are going to get cold and, we're going to lose it. And, when I started that lap around, probably about 3 or 4 handshakes in, I was thinking, I could care less if this game ever starts again. It was that good.
I mean, I remember watching it on TV, and it was just, especially the lap, was just so epic. And it just seemed like the whole world was focused on Camden Yards in that moment and celebrating you and your career and the longevity. If you want to relive it, this Saturday, September 6th, the Dodgers with Shohei in town. There's going to be a pregame ceremony before the Orioles take on the Dodgers. The ceremony is at 6:25 p.m. Gates open at 5. You can get tickets at Orioles.com. And so you're not going to jog around the field this time. You're rolling around in a convertible. Is that right?
Well, I rolled around in a convertible before. The story there is it was a red Corvette. A lot of people think that was a gift to me, but it wasn't. I ended up getting a Chevy Tahoe as a gift. And I was wondering, how come I didn't push harder for that Corvette? The Corvette that took me around, I think it was in my last game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But anyway, it's the same Corvette, the same owner of the Corvette there. So that's a little nostalgic in a way. But I'll go around the park and have I had the responsibility of making a few remarks, and I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to say yet, but I'm working on it.
But do you ever sit down and just think about that whole feat, Cal? Like, you know, I really accomplished this? Because I know when people start playing the game, you're not thinking about how many games you're going to play. And then you go and you play that many consecutive games.
No, I mean, if you were to ask me when I was younger, you know, when I first broke into the big leagues, I think I would have rather had more home runs than Hank Aaron. I'd rather have more hits than Pete Rose. You know, those were kind of goals that you were trying to figure out. Were you good enough to kind of, amass any sort of numbers in the game? I would never said that I was, going to play, have a consecutive game streak, or I was going to break Lou Gehrig's record. That just kind of happened because I played. I wanted to get better. The managers kept writing my name in the lineup. And before you knew it, it was almost 1,000 games that showed up. And then I think that's when the streak became born, because the National League record was a little over 1,000 games, and it started to get some sort of attention. And I would say that there was quite a bit of negative attention from about 1,200 to about 1,500. You know, every time we went into a rebuilding mode, or every time I went into a slump, which, happened quite a bit, they would say that I need to take a day off, and that that I was being selfish or something. And right after 1500, it seemed like all my critics turned into the biggest advocates. They were saying that I had to break the record for the sake of the game of baseball and all kinds of stuff. But to me, it was all the same. I showed up every single day to play, and I was resilient. I found out early on in my career that I could play less than 100%, because sometimes I think some players, you know, don't know if they can, compete at that level, not being 100%. But I found that I could. And so then it was just a matter of coming out and being ready to play each and every day, and the streak just took care of itself.
Don't you think that's something that most players in every sport need to realize, that you don't have to be 100% to go play?
Well, I mean, there is something called experience that as you age, yep. you know, as your talent kind of goes down, your experience takes over. It's not shortcuts, but you understand how things work a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had a couple of injuries really early in my career. I remember one where I hyperextended my elbow, avoiding a tag at second base on a double. So then I caught the bag and my elbow hyperextended in. And I remember thinking, man, you know, that hurts, but it's okay in the field. But when I picked up a bat and started to swing it, it hurt quite a bit. And so I took it up to the plate, swung at a bad pitch in the dirt on the first pitch and winced in pain. And then I calmed myself down and got a better pitch to hit, you know, a fastball that was over the plate. I waited a little too long on it, put a short swing on it, and hit a bullet at the second baseman. And as I was running to first base, I realized, when you swing and miss, it hurts like hell. When you make contact, it doesn't hurt at all. And
awesome.
I tell you what, I got hotter. You know, home runs, doubles, home runs, driving in runs, hit for a high average. And I kept thinking, you know, every time you have a little bit of an injury, there's a silver lining in there somewhere. And I went looking for it.
That's awesome. Right. Talking with Cal Ripken here on the Rude Guest Hotline, the Iron Man of baseball. This Saturday marks the 30th anniversary of Cal getting to 21-31, breaking Lou Gehrig's record. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome day of baseball at Camden Yards. Harold Baines going to be there, Eddie Murray, Mike Messina, Jim Palmer, Rafi Palmeiro, BJ Surhoff, Brady Anderson. John Miller is going to be back. I mean, John Miller was the voice of so many summer evenings of my life as a kid. I'm curious, Cal, like, obviously you've done these, right? Like, you were there the night it happened, and then there's a 10-year anniversary, a 20-year anniversary. Going into this 30th year, knowing all these guys that are making the time and the commitment to come see you, will it get emotional for you, or is it just fun at this point?
Well, I mean, it feels a lot more like fun right now. Sure, when I think about my dad, you know, and even some of the comments that I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say, I'm sure I'll mention my dad and my mom, and it'll hit me at that moment, if I could just hit me now. But you'll have flashes of emotion, but I think, you know, the anniversaries are anniversaries, and you know, I never want to make a big deal out of anniversaries or even reunions when you're in high school and all that. But I think this time around, I just turned 65, and you have a little bit different perspective on life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you enjoy looking back and kind of remembering, you know, some of the highlights of your life and your career and the people that you spent doing it. And I think, as you mentioned those names, you know, a lot of people, you know, were a part of that, and they were there right along with it. We all experienced it together. You know, I've had some conversations. I think the Orioles have a couple surprises, so they say. You know, I said that I think that I heard that Bo and Rafi were rumored to come back and maybe recreate the lap around the ballpark
awesome.
Without me running a lap.
That's
but,
awesome.
just remembering that and sharing those experiences are pretty cool. So, yeah, maybe I'm softening in my older age. Where you look back and you're thankful for the for those memories, and this is a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
Saturday is going to be a special day at Camden Yards. Pregame ceremony at 6:25. First pitch at 7:05. Dodgers are in town. It's already a juicy game. Rafi's on the press release, so Palmeiro at least will be there. I can't speak
All
for
right.
Bobby Bonilla. And this is crazy. Somebody just pointed this out to me. Saturday's the 30th anniversary of 21-31. Do you know what it's the 29th anniversary of?
Of course I do. Eddie Murray hit his 500th home run September 6, 1996.
Yeah. Wow. How crazy.
And
I mean, two huge days in Orioles history on the same day.
It's awesome. And so Eddie and I, in the past so many September 6th, you know, I'll text him and say happy anniversary, and he'll text me back. So we share that date, you know. At first, he said that, of course, I have to do it on September 6th, you know, and have it be overshadowed by your game. And I go, no, it's not overshadowed. We all enjoyed that home run just as much as you did hitting it.
That's so cool. Cal, congratulations. Last thing for me. You played for all the logos. Do you prefer, like, the cartoon bird or, like, the actual drawing of the bird?
When I first came up, it was the all cartoon bird. And I remember, Brooksy, when I was, watching him growing up, I always liked the old-time bird. And but I think it's really cool that you can switch and go back and forth. You know, Brady Anderson and I talk about this sometimes. Most people are jealous that the game has gone big and the salaries continue to rise, and everybody says, God, I wish I played in this era. But Brady and I talk about, well, God, the uniforms are so much better. And some of the things that you had to wear every single day, or the bats. You know, look at how well made the bats are, how many different kinds of bats, or the science of the bat. And just all the things that go with the game, we're thinking, man, we love to play with all that. And we don't really think about the salary part of the game. But it's fun. It's fun to think about those kind of things. I didn't play when there was wool uniforms where they weigh about 10 pounds by the time you finish the Sunday afternoon game. But, our uniforms weren't as comfortable and weren't nearly as nice as they are now.
That's awesome. Cal, thank you for the time.
Appreciate you, Cal.
Go up to Camden Yards Saturday night. Should be a really, really special night. All sorts of different experiences and special memorabilia will be really cool. Congratulations, man. Thanks for making time.
Thanks, Jack. The 21-29 game, I forgot to tell you this or whatever else. You witnessed that one.
Yeah.
I hit three home runs, one in 21-29, one in 21-30, one in 21-31. And Mike Messina gave me the batting tip in 21-29. It was against Jim Abbott. He said, you're getting out in front. Why don't you put a little flex in your stance a little bit, bend your knees, and see what happens. And I hit a home run to right center field, and that kind of catapulted me into 21-30 and 21-31. So that was Mike Messina gave me the batting tip.
That's so cool. What a cool
good stuff,
story.
Man. Great stories.
Cal, thank you for the time, sincerely.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Appreciate you, brother.
See you there Saturday.
All right. The legendary Cal Ripken Jr. joining us Saturday at Camden Yards will be a very, very special game. If I don't have 8 kids soccer games, maybe I'll try to sneak up to the yard for that one. What a day that'll
be. You should be let off for that one, though.
That is really, really cool. That's
a good thing. That's a good excuse.
Yeah, that's a highlight for me, man. Cal Ripken is an absolute hero. You know what else is here? Football. That's right. It's football season. If you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only. Know the odds. Stick to a budget. And lastly, keep your cool. The result of a bet is never an occasion to criticize an athlete or a coach online. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. That's brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud, responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.